The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Brant. So glad you're listening. Producer Sherry is here. I just started doing a newsletter. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's encouraging to you. It's free. It's just arrives in your email if you're interested. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is go to BrantHanson.com, scroll all the way down there.
Okay.
It just says subscribe or whatever.
Yeah.
Again, it's free. And I've actually enjoyed writing this.
Oh, good.
I put a little video in there too, but just some quotes I think are interesting and some encouraging things to think about from the show.
Good.
So if you're interested at all, it's BrantHanson.com, BrantHanson.com, and just scroll down and subscribe, and hopefully it's spiritually encouraging to you. Not too early to think about buying gifts and stuff for Christmas. 52% of pet owners will get their animals a holiday gift.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
You getting cozy something?
We already did.
Okay.
Got her a collar. Fuzzy, big, fuzzy collar that has sleigh bells on it. So then she walks. Yeah.
Is she happy with it?
We haven't put it on her yet. And I know that she suspects that it's going to go around.
She's looking at it
up on the hook. That's the collar hook.
Okay, like, right, she's, yeah. That's for me, isn't it?
Are they going to make me wear that? Because, and the answer, of course, is yes.
Yes, yes.
And we're going to enjoy it, and it's going to be cute, and she needs to pay off. That's what we keep saying.
The animals, the pets have to pay off.
You need to pay off. If we're going to put sweaters on you, and you don't like it just for a little bit, that's okay. That's one of my favorite subjects. Sherry was just saying she talked to her niece about grace.
Yeah, she's 14 now, so we can have this type of discussion.
Yeah.
I was explaining to her in her house, they're getting ready to move, and so, you know, tensions can be heightened. And yeah. I said, why don't you be the person that is graceful with everyone?
Uh-huh.
And she said to me, I mean, I will be if they are. And then I was like, okay, so.
Oh, I'll be plenty graceful if they go first. Oh, yeah.
So then we had to have a discussion. I said, that's not how it works. And we had a discussion about, like, the way she put it in her teenagery language is returning energy for energy. Like, whatever you give me is what I'm giving you. Mm-hmm. And I told her that's the equivalent of a fireman going to a house that's burning, mm-hmm. and out of the hose comes kerosene. Like, mm-hmm. that's not going to help, mm-hmm. right? It's how do I contain the situation and make it better? And I said, grace makes everything better.
Man, you know, every 14-year-old should have an aunt like you.
Oh, to
explain
that.
So that's because that's the Jesus way of living. And mm-hmm. how many people actually get it explained to them that way? How much does God actually love you? Well, it's a great question. Read something I'd never thought about before. Just the idea that since God is who he is, he knew who the people were that were ultimately going to drive nails into his son's hands and feet. Mm-hmm. He knew them as babies. Mm-hmm. He knew them growing up. He allowed them to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, he allowed it. He knew the tree when it first started growing, when the seed fell into the soil, the tree that he'd ultimately be sacrificed on, and he allowed it to grow. And he, like, all of that takes focus, and the focus is love. Mm. That's where that focus comes from. Like, I know this is going to happen. I see this coming. This is part of his plan. This is how he's going to work this out. Actually, a plan over millennia. But that plan only works because there's so much love behind it. Grew up listening to the radio. Maybe you did too, where the on-air guy or lady be like, it's National Oatmeal Cream Cookie Day or whatever.
My brother loves oatmeal cream cookies. And there's a time where I would take cookies. That's not where you're going. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so my whole point was that I'm taking a stand against National Days and International Days. I don't do it. In fact, I do the opposite.
Sure. And
I'm
going to tell you. Why?
Because I'm not going to be bossed by some international cabal at the UN or whatever.
Oatmeal cookie.
Yeah. You're not going to tell me what to do, what not to do. So I have to do the opposite to show them.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, it's exhausting. Yesterday was Greek yogurt day.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I won't eat Greek yogurt. That's not the opposite. The opposite would have...
Yogurt from another country?
Yogurt from their traditional rivals, the Persians. Oh. So I had to get yogurt from northern Iran just to show them, because the Thermopylae and everything. So anyway.
How did it taste?
It was hard. It was pretty good. It was pretty good, but it was just a lot of hard work. You know, you don't choose to have a profitable business. I was just reading about this. You don't choose that. It's a series of choices.
Oh, that's a great point.
And then you don't choose to have a fit body. Mm-hmm. It's a series of choices. That it's not true. Just a one time. And I was thinking about that. That goes with anything, relationships. You don't just like, I'm going to have a strong relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not a one time choice. Like you take a vow, for instance, and then there's never any more choices. No, it's a series of ongoing choices. And the same thing, I was reading that. There was this guy who's an expert on habits was writing about that. I thought, man, that's really true. And I had never thought about it that way. Mm. It's a series of choices. But that's the way it is with me following Jesus. Like, if I'm going to grow as a disciple, it's a series. This is life. It's a series of choosing to follow him, sometimes when I don't want to. What are your favorite things? Well, Oprah Winfrey has this list. I guess she's done it for decades. Every year comes out with her favorite.
I didn't know she was still doing that.
Yeah. I got to say, I mean, over time, I've realized I think my favorite things are pretty stable year to year. I couldn't come up with a new list.
Every year?
Every year.
I never even thought of that. Another list?
How does the list keep changing?
Right. What about the stuff from last year?
I'm like, last year, I like toast. Year before. Yeah, I like toast.
Year before, that's right.
If you want to get a mortgage or refinance your house or something, it's a great time to do it. We are so thankful for our podcast sponsors, Fellowship Home Loans. Here's their number, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go online, fellowshiphomeloans.com. So his name is Chris, and Chris just finished an Ironman triathlon. That's serious stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you know what they do for that?
I don't.
Okay. 2.4 miles of swimming. Already I'm out.
Right.
Immediately afterward, you cycle 112 miles.
What?
And immediately after that, you run a 26.2 mile marathon.
Wow.
This guy who finished, they think it's Chris. Mm-hmm. First person who's ever done it with Down syndrome.
My goodness.
And he did this whole thing. You know what? I was struck by not only him just being awesome, but there's a video before he starts the marathon part of it, and his dad is helping him put his shoes on and is saying to him, you are almost an Iron Man, buddy. You are two-thirds of an Iron Man. Like, you are almost there. And I was just thinking, isn't that what everybody wants from a dad? Like, isn't that it? I mean, I especially want to say that as a dad, and if you are a dad who's listening, your kids are still at home, especially, like, that's it, Ben. That's being a dad right there. Very important to have social skills. I've been working on these. I haven't always been this smooth. To be honest, I was awkward at one point in my life. Uh-huh. It's true. No, it was. I was, but now I'm a social sensei. Mm-hmm. I help especially younger guys that are awkward to understand how to strike up conversations.
Okay.
Always bring a fact. And then you use that conversation, and then people will respond to that fact, and then it takes off. It's very smooth. I just bring information.
Yeah, you can just ask people how they are and ask them about their family.
Not my experience.
Not your.
So we'll do a little role play if you don't mind. You be a lady at a workplace thing.
Okay.
And you're from a department. I haven't met you before.
Okay, great.
And then I'm here, and we're at this thing, and getting some baby carrots or whatever up front.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Sherry.
You're probably at your heaviest on Sunday and Monday.
Brant.
No, we all are.
No. Uh-uh.
Yep. Science says Friday is actually our lightest day, but Sunday is our heaviest day, probably because we eat more carbs and salt over the weekend. So, now you.
You want me to say something?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who are you again?
Okay, so you see she's inquired about me. She's interested. You can see.
What's coming after that, Brant?
I blazed
is
a
not
trail.
Really
and I think, I can't tell. I don't pick up on subtle cues. Yeah, you know, a lot of us, you know, before Thanksgiving, we like to think about things that... Hey, what's
up? Oh, man, we were just about to think about things.
What? A moose playing soccer? Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
We have breaking animal news. I have my producers... Okay, so a soccer playing moose. The headline was... I got just full confession here.
Okay.
The headline was... You aren't ready for this soccer playing moose. That was the actual headline.
Okay.
To an article online.
Sure.
They had a video.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm so ready for that. I've wanted this.
Okay.
I've dreamt of it.
Uh-huh.
But then I watched the video, and you know what? I wasn't ready.
Why?
It was just really, really good. It was like I expected this. It's just kind of move the ball down the field and mm-hmm. kicking it. It was more of a, like in soccer, it would be called a cross into the box to the far post. It was actually kind of a complex move that this moose made, and somebody happened to catch it on video. It wasn't planned, but this moose just comes onto a field. There's a ball there, and it executes a really awesome soccer move, and I was like, I'm ready for it. And then I was, no, really wasn't. That was
well. Then that's two of us because I'm not ready.
No, you're not ready. Well, I'm not ready. That's what I mean. Thank you. Almost everything you can take too far, like you can love cars, for instance, just picking something randomly. Like that's cool, but if you can go too far with it,
mm-hmm.
almost everything. I was thinking though about Thanksgiving. I don't think you can take a life of gratitude too far.
I don't either.
I don't. It's one of those things where someone could say, "Well, you've got to realize that these other things are going on." So, like, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ignorant.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be thankful at all times because that's just who I'm supposed to be. Is somebody realizes every breath I have is a gift from God. Like, I know there's stuff going on. I know there's stuff going on to me that I don't like, and in the world that's unjust. And mm-hmm. you're like, but and there's much to be grateful for. I don't think you can be too grateful. Her name is Maggie Jane. That is her given name. Maggie is the youngest of 15.
Ooh.
The Schwantz family in mm-hmm. Michigan. I guess they're a little bit famous because they had 15. She's the first girl. They just
wow.
had her.
14 boys.
She has 14 older brothers.
And little Maggie Jane. That's the best, actually.
This is a girl. I'll say this to all the baby boys being born right uh-huh. now who'll come into her orbit. Like, this is a girl you do not tease.
She's got some backup.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, if you're going to ask, what's God's purpose for my life? What does he want me to do? What's this? You know, what about this? What about that? Tell you what he wants. It doesn't have anything to do with your career.
Yeah.
He wants you and me and all of us to be very, very, very thankful.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. Not not just generally thankful. Not just thank you, Lord, that it's Friday or something mm-hmm. like that, but of everything, in all circumstances. What's the scripture you were just talking about?
It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus.
That's his will of God. Good grief. Cure is awesome. Do you
it
realize?
Is.
I mean,
I love it.
You hear us talking about this. I don't talk about it enough. I don't want to hit everybody over the head every day,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like hitting everybody over the head every day. This girl in the Philippines, I just retweeted it. This is going on constantly. In fact, all the Cure hospitals are open. That mm-hmm. is not normal around
mm-hmm.
the world
mm-hmm.
that you're still doing thousands of surgeries and whatnot. We're so thankful.
Yeah.
So these hospitals treat kids that have correctable disabilities or treatable conditions.
Mm-hmm.
This girl has her knees going the wrong direction.
This is in the Philippines?
In the Philippines. I just retweeted this picture, but she's like a, I don't know, she's about 12.
Mm-hmm.
Her legs are going the opposite, like a bird,
mm.
substantially.
Mm-hmm.
And she said the thing that she's praying she could have fixed is that she'd be able to not be left behind mm-hmm. by her friends. She wants to go. She may be 13.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be with her friends. She's always left behind. Uh-huh. And she would love for that to be over. Well, the next photo is her legs straight
mm-hmm.
in these braces and her big smile on her
mm-hmm.
beautiful face.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, there are a lot of people who listen to this podcast and you paid for that.
Yeah.
And
it's permanent.
It is. And there's so much stupidity that gets associated with Christianity. I'm sorry. On all sides of all mm-hmm. sorts of different things. It's just so stupid and awful. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, this is Jesus at work through his people. And Cure could do a lot more surgeries. It's just a matter of funding.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones we're doing, it's because somebody's been generous. So
yeah.
I just want to say thank you. And if you want to give, absolutely do it. You just go to cure.org. It's about $1,000 to pay for surgery. But if you want to be a hero, it's $39 a month. And all of us pooling our money together, if you do that hero thing, we're doing a lot of these, man. Just the people listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
And these people get to hear about a God who loves them and wants to set their legs straight. And it's for his glory that this happens. So I'm honored to be in this with you. There's a lot of people listening. You've been doing this. I just want to say thank you. And if you haven't been doing it, please join us. This is what the kingdom of God looks like, and we just love to have you be a part of it. It's cure.org.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.